An attorney from Atlanta is likely to become the nation's deputy attorney general. Larry Thompson, a criminal defense lawyer and former federal prosecutor, is expected to be appointed to the position by President Bush in a matter of days. Thompson is black, and the move is seen partly as an attempt to reach out to minorities concerned about Attorney General John Ashcroft's record on civil rights. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
Everyone from his colleagues to staunch Democrats to civil rights leaders describes Larry Thompson as a trustworthy, moderate conservative. In fact, for a potential top official in the Ashcroft Justice Department of a Bush administration, Larry Thompson seems strikingly non-controversial.
He's a very straightforward, decent, low-key lawyer, a very reasonable person. I think very highly of him.
Emmett Bondurant is a fellow Atlanta attorney and a Democrat. He and Thompson represented co-defendants in a case and became friends.
I do not view him as an extremist on any sort of issues, and I hope I'm not wrong about that.
Although Larry Thompson's career has put him in the hot seat on some divisive issues, he seems to have escaped with all-around popularity intact. The native of Missouri went to law school at the University of Michigan and in 1977 accepted a job in Atlanta. He soon became a federal prosecutor and spent 5 years as the independent counsel for the investigation into the Reagan administration's Department of Housing and Urban Development. Finally, Thompson settled in as a criminal defense attorney with a prestigious law firm. In 1991, he was called upon by Clarence Thomas, a friend from his days in Missouri, to serve as an advisor and witness in the future justice's Senate confirmation hearing. In a calm speech that some think helped turn the tide in Thomas's favor, he defended Thomas's position on affirmative action.
Both Judge Thomas and I have seen the pernicious effects of quotas. We both know many outstanding, highly trained and capable black American professionals and business people who are frustrated because they are viewed only as members of a group who got their positions through quotas rather than because of their qualifications as individuals. Their true achievements are being devalued and obscured.
Thompson said he supports some types of affirmative action programs, though he did not offer specifics, and his unclear position landed him in another tight spot 2 years ago. Thompson was a member of the Southeastern Legal Foundation, a conservative public interest group. When the foundation filed suit to end Atlanta's affirmative action program, civil rights activists threatened to boycott businesses where the group's members worked, and Thompson quickly resigned. He remains the only African-American board member the foundation has ever had. But Martin Luther King III, head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, says Thompson has always kept a connection with the African-American community. He says Thompson could serve a helpful role as Deputy Attorney General.
It needs to be, if it is an African-American, someone who would at least have an understanding of the community that they represent. I do think that he just brings a different perspective than that which is there now. And I just believe that it brings balance.
But King says this move won't assuage most of the fears people have about John Ashcroft. He says it's simply a step in the right direction. Meanwhile, little is known about where Larry Thompson stands on many major issues, and the 55-year-old husband and father of two is remaining characteristically quiet. At a news conference Monday, Attorney General Ashcroft said Thompson is outstanding and has an exemplary record. President Bush is expected to announce the appointment soon, and the Senate confirmation will likely produce little fanfare. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.